This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. His given name is Samuel Moore, but R&B fans in the 60s knew him as Ironing Board Sam. He got the name in the Miami nightclub scene. That's where he custom-made his own keyboard and mounted it atop, yes, an ironing board. Now Sam resides in Hillsboro, and he's still making music, part of the Music Maker Relief Foundation. Sam's going to be playing at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History this coming Sunday, 3 o'clock. But first, he joins us in our studios. Ironing Board Sam, what an honor to have you here. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So you grew up in Rock Hill, South Carolina?
Rock Hill, South Carolina.
What kind of, tell us about the music scene there, or when did you start playing music?
Well, at 16, I was playing old pump organ one day, and a guy named Bobby Player stopped by and said, I need a piano player. I said, well, I'm not a piano player. He said, well, I heard you, come go with me. So he gave me a job that night, and that influenced me to play music. And I had been off in a college going a year and a half when my daddy got back. When I got back, my dad had married again, and my stepmother put me out. I was 16, so I left Rock Hill with my clothes on a bicycle, and I've been gone to about 45 years ago. Since then, I've been all over 5 different countries and most of the 48 states.
Great stuff. And you custom made, you were like custom making your own organ?
Yes. I built a keyboard, and as I said, I didn't know how to make the keys, so I had large thumbtacks that I attached telephone wires to the thumbtack, and I put the audio wire on my finger. So when I touched the buttons, it would play. And it was actually called the button board. But I did that because I had a Hammond organ back then in Miami, Florida, playing with. And the club and the owner didn't take care of the business, something like that. And the club burned down and burned up my organ. That gave me nothing. I didn't have anything to play on, so.
So you got this button board. Now, is that a thing that you made up, or was that something that you knew about and made your own version of the button board?
No, that's something I made up. I wanted to play. I couldn't afford a keyboard. So I found on the way back to South Carolina, going to see my dad at the time, I found a box of 12X7 tubes and some telephone wires, and I found out that these tubes hummed, and I arranged them chromatically on a 2x4.
Are you kidding? So you're actually changing the pitch of the hum with the thumbtacks and the wire?
Yeah, thumbtacks and the wire. So when I touch it, by attaching the audio wire to my finger, when I touch it, it would hum. And I arranged them chromatically, and it became to be a keyboard.
Now, did you ever get zapped?
No.
That's great.
So then my daddy said, boy, you got to get this off the table. You know, we eat on the table. So I saw an ironing board. I said, that'll be the exact thing to put my 2x4 on it, and I can fold it up and get it away from my daddy's table, you know. So I folded it up and push it over. And my daddy wanted to help me. I said, well, Dad, I got to go back on the road again to help you. So I got with a fair, traveled around, ended up in Memphis, Tennessee, when the fair broke up, where playing this button board, I had it draped all around like it looked like a big organ. And the people would to come out the club would pull it up and say, hee, 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 Ironing Board Sam. I'm a laughing stock. He'd pull up the curtain and all that.
And, it's like the Wizard of Oz. You pull up the curtain, but it's Ironing Board Sam back
there. So they nicknamed me Ironing Board Sam. And they were doing a show up in Nashville, Noah Blackwell. Well, the club owner heard about this publicity about this guy who built this thing and planned on it there in Nashville. Jimmy Hendrix was playing downstairs, and he hired me to play upstairs on. They didn't tease me so much about Ironing Board Sam. They'd accept it. And it got around to a guy who was putting together a TV show called The Night Train TV Show, put me on that show, coming on at 12 o'clock every night for 2 years. And that's how I got started with that nickname, Ironing Board Sam.
Well, we actually have a clip from you playing on Night Train 1965.
Oh,
let's listen.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
I'm gonna be you. My heart. I'm gonna on trying to break us up. Why don't they let us be? Sing a song, they break my bones, but talk don't bother me.
Iron and Board Sam, 1965, on a show called Night Train. Now, you're playing a real organ there, right? You don't have your button board.
That is the button board.
That's the button board.
That's the button board.
Wow. That's amazing, because they're a pretty tight shot on you in the particular show. So they showed you singing. I couldn't see the keys.
Yeah.
Well, listen, can I ask you to play live for us right now?
Yes, I sure will.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Life is like a seesaw, going up and down. I said my life was like a seesaw, going up and down. I'm gonna hold on, a little handlebar, sides go up and down. I do the seesaw. I do the seesaw. I do the seesaw. I do the seesaw. Everybody, 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 do the seesaw. I said my life is like a seesaw. I'm going up and down. Yeah, my life is like a seesaw. Sometimes like a merry-go-round. I'm gonna hold on to the little handlebar. So I go up and down. All right.
Ironing Board Sam, live on the State of Things, going to be at the Daniels Auditorium at North Carolina Museum of History this Sunday, January 13th at 3 o'clock. Here with us now is on the Music Maker Relief album, a label, I should say. I'm going to ask the folks at the control room to get me that website, too, so anybody who wants to buy some of your CDs can get to Music Maker Relief Foundation and figure out how to do that. So now this, by the way, great song.
Oh, thank you.
Were writing your own songs back then and still?
Oh, yeah. I was writing then and I'm still writing now. In fact, that's one of my little late album called Life at the Seesaw. The record, title of Going Up.
That show you did, Night Train. Now, that was kind of the predecessor to Soul Train, right? It was a great show.
Yeah, we were the first, and Soul Train kind of copied off us.
What was that like, that whole scene? Because it was great, the R&B scene, soul, rock and roll, they were all kind of one happy family back then, huh?
Yeah, back in those days, a lot of the musicians are from the Nashville area and from the Memphis area appeared on it. And it was a great time. We got a lot of musicians out there, you know.
That name, Ironing Board Sam, now you got it for obvious reasons, but I understand you were not happy with it when you first got it.
Oh, no. I was ashamed and embarrassed, and they still called me Ironing Board Sam. But later on, after the Night Train TV show got me started and all that, I got proud of the name. I copyrighted the name and all that, but it was before... They knew nothing about me playing the Hammond organ like that, and that Iron Bull Sam. I said, "Oh, gracious!"
I'm moving up. Yeah. Well, would you play another song for us?
Yes, I sure will. All right, I got one good thing.
I'm going down the blue field, gonna buy me sacks of rye and flour. gonna swing it all around my door. I'm gonna catch it. Bought me a sack of self-rising flour. Gonna swing it all around my door. Martha White, that is. That's the way I can tell whosoever come and go. I'm gonna catch it. Somebody been slipping around my house. Bought me a sack of self-rising flour. Gonna spring it all around my door. Gonna spring around my front door. Gonna spring around my back door. And all my windows. That's the way I can tell whosoever come and go. If I see footprints going in, footprints going out, if ain't mine, side 12, it's gonna be something to be worried about. That's why I bought my sack of sunrise and flower. Gonna spring it all around my door. That's the way I can tell whosoever come and go. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't care if I need 100 pounds up. Sunrise and flower. I don't care if I need 200 pounds up. Sunrise and flower. I don't care if I need 300 pounds up. Sunrise and flower. I don't care if I need 400 pounds up. Sunrise and flower. I don't care if I need 500 pounds up. Sunrise and flower. I'm bringing that flower all around my door. Come on, flower power, flower power, flower power. Sunrise and flower. Tell on your legs, no.
Ironing Board Sam is going to be at the Museum of History on Sunday here with us. This is what I love about the blues, Sam. You can write a song about anything.
Yeah, that's what the blues is about, isn't it?
Why self-rising flower? Because it sounds like whoever been coming around your door doesn't have a problem with that.
No, they don't have a problem, and I'm going to catch it.
You're going to catch it. What a great song. What a great song.
It's the fattest song, yeah.
Is that a song? Have you written that recently, or is that part of your...
That's on my latest album. And on my show in person, I actually sprinkle flour. I'm sprinkling on stage, I sprinkle flour.
Now, did you ever know anybody who actually did that?
No. And one of the clubs, I was down in Jackson, sprinkling the flower, and the club owner said, don't do that show no more. They walking that flower all over everywhere. I did it anyway because people liked it, you know.
You have played all over. You just played you were in Switzerland, were you?
Yes, I was in Lugano, Switzerland. Uh-huh. Switzerland. And I'll be going to Australia in March.
You're with the Music Makers label now.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
How'd they find you?
I did an article years ago in New Orleans for the Living Blues magazine, and one of the editors, they told me, well, after I found them, he said they had been looking for me. So finally, the editor that did the article on me before, he finally found me. I had moved to, then I was in South Carolina, and Fort Mill. So he found me and told me they were looking for me. So then he also knew Tim Duffy and the Music Maker. So he said, they're giving a little blues gathering up in Hillsboro. Why don't you come down? That Jim might hook you up with the Music Maker, really. And I did, and he hooked me up and liked my show, and I've been with them ever since, you know. So,
and if you want to find out more, you can go to musicmakerstore.org and you can get Ironing Board Sam's records and all of the great artists who are on the Music Maker Relief label. And Sam, I want to thank you. I want to ask you to play us out, but first I'm going to remind everybody that Ironing Board Sam's going to be at the Daniels Auditorium, North Carolina Museum of History, Sunday, January 13th. That's this Sunday, 3:00. Thanks so much for listening to The State of Things. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Ironing Board Sam, thanks so much for being on the show.
All right.
I'm Frank Stasio. Go ahead.
It's one of my favorites, too.
Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebird, bluebird, bluebird. sweet bluebird fly. Bird fly over the rainbow, oh why? Oh why can I? Somewhere over the rainbow, over the rainbow, where, where up high, there's a land I dreamed of once in a lullaby. Someday I wish upon a star and wake up with a cloud, with a cloud, with a cloud up far behind me. Well, trouble melt like lemon drop. Way up on the chimney top. That's where you find me. Somewhere. Over the rainbow, over the rainbow. Bluebird, 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 bluebird fly.